Palka.
I'm telling you, it could have been any one of us.
Thousands of El Paso residents in Texas Monday gathered at a temporary memorial site near a Walmart shopping center to pay their respects, where a shooter opened fire, killing and injuring many in a mass shooting. One unidentified young lady compares El Paso with Juarez. Now, that's right across the border from El Paso in Mexico.
I don't feel safe anymore. It's hard. I've never seen it so close. And we live in the borderland. I feel even safer in Juarez at this point.
The death toll from Saturday's horrific attack has risen to 22, making it the seventh worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Now, that would make a total of 31 people dead when combined with the second tragedy in Dayton, Ohio, less than a day later. President Trump expressed his somber condolences last night.
Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love.
But the shockwaves are continuing to reverberate across U.S. borders. Mike Gracia reports.
Venezuela and Uruguay, two Latin American nations that the U.S. State Department has on its travel advisory list, are now advising their own citizens about travel to the United States. The warnings were issued after Saturday's mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Venezuela's foreign ministry advises its citizens to postpone travel to the U.S. Uruguay's foreign ministry said in a release, U.S. authorities can't prevent the shootings because of indiscriminate possession of firearms, and advises Uruguayans in the U.S. to avoid large public events, including shopping centers, art and food festivals, and religious gatherings. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Authorities are investigating a white nationalist manifesto posted on a far-right message board, believed to have been written by the suspect. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned Pyongyang may abandon their nuclear talks. Britain is joining the United States in a naval security mission to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has seized three foreign ships in the waterway, through which more than a fifth of the world's oil supply travels. One of those vessels is British-flagged. The Pentagon said it welcomes British participation in the patrols. The escalating trade tensions between the United States and China that sent U.S. stock prices plunging on Monday continued to reverberate around the globe as Asian stock prices opened sharply lower at the start of Tuesday's trading session. Later on Tuesday, the yuan appeared to steady amid signs that China's central bank may be looking to stem the slide. Now, the head of XLM Strategy for Global Markets in China, Tianhe Ji, says this time it's the markets. Now, that's in reference to the accusation by the United States that China is manipulating its currency.
Because we see that how the market bought the dollar and sold the renminbi in this round in the last 2 days. So actually, it's very hard to say that it's the Chinese authority that is manipulating the currency.
The U.S. accusation has driven an even bigger wedge between the world's largest economies and crushed any lingering hopes for a quick resolution to their year-long trade war. A mass transit strike in Hong Kong on Monday turned violent, with protesters erecting street blockades, occupying tunnels, and attacking police stations. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. They made dozens of arrests. Matthew Chung King Chung is the chief secretary for the Hong Kong administration.
I think the pressing issue before us now is to restore law and order and bring Hong Kong back to harmony. That is the number one issue we've got to tackle. It's a matter of great concern.
The protesters are calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam. Lam says she will not step down, nor will she agree to an investigation of police brutality against the protesters. UN investigators are calling for an embargo on arms sales to Myanmar because of human rights abuses. They're also calling for targeted sanctions on companies linked to the military. The United Nations has accused Myanmar's military of carrying out a campaign against the Rohingya minority in a genocidal attempt, driving more than 700,000 Rohingya into neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's military did not immediately comment on the report. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1.